This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Bye from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Across Houston, e-scooter rentals are now banned from 8 p.m. until 4 a.m. The city council unanimously approved the curfew over concerns about reckless riding on sidewalks and streets. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports one council member wanted a delay.
Councilmember Julian Ramirez says details of the proposal were posted only on Friday, providing insufficient time for public engagement. He called for a delay, but Mayor John Whitmire pushed back.
What's the greater good? You do realize the danger you're putting those Houstonians to and the disruption of our holiday season.
Well, I think that's a false choice, frankly. I think transparency is paramount in government.
It's so transparent.
The regulations represent a walk back from a previously proposed full ban in the central urban core, and they have carve-outs for personal devices used for commuting. Ramirez will hold a committee meeting early next month to gather more public comment. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
A Texas state representative and U.S. Senate candidate is applauding a federal court ruling that tosses out the state's new congressional maps. James Tallarico was one of the state lawmakers behind a quorum break over the summer to try to prevent a vote on the maps. Tallarico, who represents the Austin area, told Hello Houston the court's ruling upholds the voting rights of Texans and all Americans.
Because that's how we hold our elected officials accountable. We do it at the ballot box. And when politicians draw their own lines and manufacture the outcome that they want, it disrupts that democratic process.
Tallarico says the maps were drawn along racial lines, but Governor Abbott maintains they were drawn to better reflect the state's conservative majority. The state is planning to appeal the ruling. The U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas, which includes Houston, has five federal judicial vacancies. That's more than any other judicial district in the country. News 88.7's government reporter Andrew Schneider says President Trump and Texas Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz are racing to fill those seats before the midterms.
Trump's first appointment to the Southern District of Texas in his second term is Nicholas Ganji, a longtime prosecutor who has served as the U.S. attorney for the district for much of this year. Ganji and two other judicial nominees had their Senate confirmation hearings Wednesday.
I think it'll move pretty quickly for the three after the first of the year.
University of Richmond law professor Carl Tobias is an expert on judicial selection.
My guess is that we will, in the next year, see probably recommendations from the senators for those other four vacancies.
Tobias says that will be critical to reducing the region's court backlog, particularly in civil cases. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
69 degrees and foggy right now here on the UH campus. 30% chance of rain today. However, those rain chances go up later this week. Tonight heading into tomorrow morning could be tricky on the roads. Northwest of the Houston metro area has a greater chance of precipitation. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.